Desi, you're all Ireland's over, but the standing of Westmeath football has risen a few steps after your performances in this group series in a very difficult group.
Yeah, it was a difficult group. When you heard you're playing Armagh away and Galway at home and then Tyrone here, you knew it was going to be difficult. But I'm just proud of the players. I think they played exceptionally well in the games. They performed at a very high level. I suppose proud of the fact that, you know, let's say we play Galway and they were in the All-Ireland final last year and they're such a high level. Maybe coming into it, and there's a bit of commentary that we don't deserve to be here at Tailteann Cup winners, and I just think there has to be a platform for teams that win the Tailteann Cup to come up and compete at this level, because we just got a taste of it and we loved it and we loved the experience of playing at this level, and that's what it's all about. We're going toe-to-toe with the household names of the country, and for our lads to come in and be winning at half time in matches and then going out in the second half and giving a great account of themselves, that's what it's all about, and that's why I got involved to be for days like this where you're playing top teams.
Desi, did you think at any stage the game was going away a little bit in the second half? You got a brilliant start, maybe you should have got a goal early on, but the lads stuck to their task, you went four times down, came back again, and maybe the last one, if it had to go over, we'd be talking different, but that's the look
Jerry,
of the draw.
I know all about it, Jerry. But like, you look at John's performance, like, he's just an incredible servant. It's just at this level, when you're playing top teams, it's like just a matter of inches. It's a flick of a ball. It's just so close. And as well as that, it's swing, like, the 1 minute you're on top in the ascendancy, the other time people to get a run on you, and then you look at what happened and you have to adapt and change. But the thing our boys never did is never drop their heads, and I think that's something that we can be very proud of, that they gave the performance to the bitter end and they kept going, and they showed that belief that sometimes weaker teams don't have against the bigger teams. Normally when it goes against you, they cave in, and we showed today that we just had great spirit and great belief, and I think it's testament to the group, it's testament to all the players that worked so hard all year, and it was just unlucky in the end, it didn't go our way.
You had to start, reshuffle the team a little bit before you started?
Yeah, in fairness with the All-Ireland series, like, if you do win your provincial title, like, Galway had 2 weeks and then did 2 weeks, so like, it's a lot easier for them teams, but then to win the provincial title, so maybe they deserve that extra week. But for teams like us, we were digging into our subs because the games are attritional. If you think of the ground the last couple of weeks, it's very hard. So you're picking up injuries. So the schedule of three games in 4 weeks for amateur players, it's too much because they go to work. There's no rest in it at all. And even like, you go training and you're doing analysis, there's so much time that it takes. So I feel sorry for the players in terms of the load that they have to do, but that's for the GA. Tyrone are out maybe next weekend again. I don't know how players, in terms of their welfare, how it's possible, like, but that's just the way it is.
But the lads show a huge character today, doesn't
he? Yeah, but you're like, are you surprised, Jerry? I suppose you've looked at them for a long time. We have a lot of great leaders in the dressing room. You're Kevin, you're John, you know, Ray Kinnellan, like, Sam Duncan was out today, but Jack Smith as well. There's an awful lot of lads that have soldiered a long time with great experience, like, and I'm just proud of the fact that they now believe that they're good enough to compete at the top table. It's difficult. We're in Division 3. You'd love to be here all. We got a taste of it now. You'd love to be going at it every year because it's just incredible. The level, the crowds, the sport, the TV exposure and all that stuff for the players. That's what it's all about.